shape of the hat.
Now, the hat that I wore was of this nature, you see. Only all cardboard and about, twice as big as this. And inside, it had bits of tapes fastened, you see, so that the hat wouldn't come down over your eyes, you know. And the other men, theirs was cardboard.
Tall hats
they had. Oh, I suppose about 18 inches.
They decorated?
Yes, you used to buy this different coloured papers. You probably understand the type. Yellows and blues and greens and purples. And you'd cut them in strips. And then you'd snip them with scissors all the way down when they were doubled and stick that onto the hat all the way around. And it different colour, mix all the colours up, you know. And it was very, very effective.
It must have looked very well.
Yes, and I'm always sorry. Of course, photography in those days, you know, 60 years ago, wasn't like it is today.
You just haven't got a photograph.
I haven't, no. Not one. Well, you see, being young, you don't realise that. No, you don't realise it. I don't suppose anybody will have them. Leighton Stoll, as I say, might. But then this is a different version, because a young fellow was in the shop working with me when I was working. He's passed away since. Now he was in Leighton Stoll's troop when they were down here. But they didn't go out anywhere. They just give it to the children in the school. But theirs was altogether different.
He must have brought it from Castletown.
He probably did do, yes.
Now, your brother told me that there was a character in it. He called it Selzybob.
Selzybob. But he was never in it when I was in it.
Was he
not? No. I'll tell you. There was a... Selzybob was in it one year, and they used to open in that time with Selzybob, and he was the first person to open it. And he went in and he said, "I am old Selzybob."
What was the speech?
And he said, "I am old Selzybob, and on my shoulder I carry a knob, and in my hand an old tin can, and I think myself a jolly old man." But he went in one night, and instead of him saying his own piece, he opened up with the doctor's part. He said, I opened the door and I fell in over your damn old mat. So of course, the publican that had the pub, it was in a pub that night, well of course as soon as he heard that, "Get out!" He threw them all out. He wouldn't have them. So then of course, the boys in the bar, they kicked up a noise, and anyway, they were back the next night. That was a fellow they called him Billy Collister, better known as Billy Bellair. He had an organ, you may have seen him in Douglas with a barrel organ on the streets. That was him, Billy Bellair.
What sort of a costume did he have?
Oh, I think he only just had a sort of a costume much the same, his coat, I think, like an evening coat, you know what I mean?
Black.
Black trousers, and I think he only had a bowler hat or something of that nature.
Did they have the person in it that was called Little Devil Doubt?
Not in my time, no. No, I never...
No,
in my time it was just the five, the four main actors, and the doctor.
You said that their costume, the trousers they wore were black and white?
Yes, well, I don't know. When I'm saying black and white, it was much the same. You've seen the old butcher's aprons, the blue and white. Well, they were much of that nature. They might have been blue and white, but I think somehow they were black and white.
Stripes?
Stripes. But I do know that mine was black, and I had this frock-tailed coat, as I called it.
When Leighton Stowell does it, sword dance. They never had that, had they?
No, we never had no sword dance. No, we'd only acting with the swords, you see, our boys.
And no dance of any sort?
No, no. But it used to take roughly about, half an hour or more. And then you went on. Then after you made your collection, but you always sang some. There was some song they had when we were marching out to go on to the next place.
Had they any set speech when they went to take their leave? Was there anything in particular they said, or just?
Oh, and they just thanked them for their, their contribution to them, and went off out singing this. I forget now what it was. It was some particular song they had.
Where did you go as well as Lexi and Andrus?
Well, we only went out as far as Glentrammon. We were out at Parkamal Creest's, Johnny Bondy's. Parkamal Creest, he lived in Glentrammon Abbey. And then Johnny Bondy, he lived in Glentrammon Mansion House. And then there was, we went to the Druin. People had named her Rouse. They were in Druin at the time. But I don't know who was in the house now that the Rattle family are in. But there were no houses, only the little farmhouse down the Gary Road. We were in the big house, Ballacree. It used to be called Ash Hill at that time. An old Captain McCann, he was in it. And then across the road was the Woodlands. There were people named Hicks in that.
And these are places you went to?
All went to them all. And up Glen Alden, into Milltown Mansion House to the girls' school, gave a display there. They were all boarding school, you see, belonged to the Christians. And then we went up the glen. There was different places up the glen. Because you crossed the old bridge in those days that was washed away. But there was nobody up the far end, only old Mr. and Mrs. Carn. Well, they adjusted to them, so we never went up that far.
Well, would you say it was to more or less wealthy families you went to, or would you go to anybody?
We'll go to anybody. We've had various people meeting one of the boys, and they'd say, "Now come on and give us a turn, will you?" With the white boys. We used to go to the children's home.
Did you?
The Ballacolone home, of course. In those days, they didn't have the one they have now, Dalmeny. That used to be Dalmeny Hydro. A gentleman, the name of Mason. He had it built, and then when he died, he donated the home, the hydro, to the children's home. Then, of course, they separated the boys from the girls. The boys were down below, and the girls were up in the top place. Oh, we were up all around Coburg Road and these various places, out Lasair Road, down the Moorick. Any place where we thought we'd get a few coppers out of it.
It must have been a busy week.
It wanted some working in. Wanted some working in. Of course, we used to do the outlying districts first, such as Laxey and Andreas, and then out Lasair, Glen Alden, and then you'd done the town area. You worked so many pubs in each night.
And you walked, I suppose, to these places, most of them?
Oh yes, walked out to Andreas. Would you you walk to Laxey?
No.
We had the trap and the man was never paid for it. Only by stealing from the fields. That was great. Great time, though, my word. I wish many a time that it could have been revived.
Pity that these things seem to die away, don't they?
Yes. There was one old gentleman, he lived in the very house now, that Dr. Cowley's in. Captain Clark, a retired naval captain. And he found out who the troop was, and he contacted old Emily Clegg. She had a paper shop where the present Northern Bookstore is now in Parliament Street, and found out that the boys come from that area, like roundabout. So she contacted, I think it's my brother George, and he wanted us out. So of course we had to make a special trip out to Captain Clark's. I think we got half a crown out of him. It was very good money in those days, you know, compared like. Another good house was the Central Hotel. That's still in operation down Eaton Square. You'd get in there and, well, you'd have to, there was two or three rooms, you know, in the Central. And you'd be in one room, and then you would have to go from that room to the next room. It took you an hour and a half to do the Central alone.
You'd have to give three different performances?
Three performances in the same pub in three different parts.
When you went to a farmhouse, where would you perform there? Would they have to clear a room for you?
No, they don't. Only just have to shove the table back. Well, in the sitting room, like, is where they would be sitting at night time. They would just shove the table back from the centre of the room and we would be there just the same as here. And that's where we would perform. But with the like of Parham and Christ and Johnny Hundy and there, well, if you didn't get five bob, it was a poor do. They were far better than some of the pubs, really.
So it really was a profitable business?
Oh, yes, yes. It only lasted a short time, like. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the first thing you'd done in the first, in the takings, like, you took out what it cost for the bits of material you had to buy. Mm-hmm. Well, it never cost the main thing for my material, because I had a pair of long trousers that belonged to my eldest brother. Mm-hmm. And the coat, I think I got the loan off from an uncle, so it didn't cost nothing.
You wouldn't have to buy anything except for your hat, perhaps?
Well, only the paper. Only the paper, too.
Wouldn't be much.
That was only a few pence. Yeah. And a pot of this glue stuff, you know.
Paste.
Oh, and you'd be working like Trojans to get the hats done and everything ship shape, you know, for the carry on.
And would the costumes be put away and kept year after year?
Yes, they were put away. And then, of course, the war came on. And I think that my coat and trousers, they were handed down to another Yovler who unfortunately was killed in the First World War, young Albert Crowe. He was lost.
He was somebody who played the doctor then in a later performance.
He played the doctor in a later performance.
How long ago would you say it was when it actually stopped? Sometime during the war or before the war?
Just before. It didn't come on. They didn't have it in 1914, like Christmas 1914, because the war was on. That stopped it.
But up to then there would be a performance?
A performance up to 1913, mm-hmm. Christmas.
And goodness knows how many years back before that.
Well, I was only 11 when I first started. Mm. Well, that's 11 from 77 is 66, isn't it? When I first started them at 66, 67, 68, 69. So you can come in, there's nothing to stop you.
And you don't remember the Mollick Band at all then?
No, I don't remember the Mollick Band. That's before my time.
Or the Hunt the Red?
I can just, as a child, remember that, like. But I've no real recollection of it at all.
How many would have that? Would that be a group or just one or two?
Oh, there'd only be two or three of them in that, I think.
Did you ever see it?
No, not actually seen it at all.
Did they used to have carol singers going round at the same time as the white boys? Would they have them going round to houses as they do now? Because you'd think they'd be there more or less at the same time.
Well, it was only a matter of two or three nights or so before the Christmas that the carol singers would go out. There'd be one set of young folks from St. Paul's, the choir boys, like, they would be out. There'd only be about five, six, maybe. But they would go around chiefly to home, certain people belonging to the church.
Didn't go around indiscriminately as they seem to do now?
Oh, no. We used to do a little bit of carol singing too, occasionally, like, but not a great lot.
What about Hop Tune A? Was that done in your time going around?
That was done in my time, but they used to have a big turp cut out and on a stick. You know, a broomstick or something like that. Until there was one crowd went out. I wasn't in it. I wasn't connected with them. And of course they used to thump the doors with the turnip, and some of them done bits of damage, you know. So of course the police got after them. And then it had to be regulated a little bit then.
How do you mean?
Well, they sort of clamped down on them and wouldn't allow what we would call it in these days the tough boys to go out. There were more selected crowds to be going out.
Were these bits of boys or were they men? Or?
Oh, they were only roughly around about 10, anything maybe up to 13 or so. But after that they lost interest in it then.
They had a song too, hadn't they? Or something they used to say?
Well, there was a song... I can't remember that. I know there was something. Up June Day, I met an old woman, she'd baking bonnets. I asked her for one and she gave me two. That was the best old woman I ever knew. Up June, up June. And then you'd sing, Winnie the Witch jumped over the ditch. And there was something else connected with that, but I can't just remember.
Just
that.
Can't call it to mind. What's remarkable, you remember as much as that.
Well, when Mother was telling me about it last night, that she, you'd been here. And she said, you better write down paper. I said, well, write down paper. I won't know anything.
Trust your memory.
But I don't know, did they ever... I never heard anything more of the time we got clubbed at all. Solid, as we called it.
In Laxey?
In Laxey and Andrews.
I wonder why they did that.
Well, I think it's just that the boys maybe... Some of the village boys are a little bit jealous. Mm-hmm. Something I don't have.
You didn't see who did it? You didn't see?
Oh, no. No, it was dark. Because there were no electric lights in those days.
Oh, well, did you carry a light at all?
No, we didn't carry no light. No, we didn't carry no light.
You'd be able to find your way in the dark then.
Well, of course, the older boys, they knew Laxey area, you see, and they knew the Andrea's area. But a strange thing, we never got down to Kirkbride.
Did you not?
Never got down to Kirkbride.
That's not far, is it?
No, it isn't really. Much nearer than Andrea's, in a way.
Well, do you think that they had any troops of white boys in Bride or
no,
anywhere outside Ramsey?
No.
They hadn't?
No. No, there was nothing in the outside areas. I don't think they even had them in Douglas. I don't think so.
Not as late as you had them?
No, no. Well, it's a thing that was, it was the white boys was a thing long, long before I was in them.
Oh, it must go back a long way.
Oh, yes, it will do.
That old Mr. McNeil, was he Robert McNeil?
Bob McNeil, yes.
He told me once he was in them, and that would be further back, couldn't it?
Well, what age would Bob McNeil be now? 90-odd. He must have been.
Oh, near 100, I should.
Yes, he would.
He was over 90 when he died.
Mm. Oh, it was, yes, I suppose 100 years of age, at least, since maybe more than that.
Well, would there be more than one group in Ramsey at the time?
No, no, there's only the one group. Only the one crowd at a time.
Did they carry any sort of musical instrument, melodeon?
We never had any. Although we had three or four. Four boys could play the melodeon, what they call the accordion now. And they played the mouth organ, but I don't think I ever remember them playing. But the other crowd in the second, the last crowd I was in, when we were going to Laxey, they were more content with Swill and Ale.
Well, what state were they in when they went to all those pubs? They must have had a good few drinks before they got to Laxey, those older boys.
Well, you see, there's only the two pubs you could get into, the Glenmorne and the Doon Glen.
Yes, but there'd be several in Laxey, wouldn't there?
Oh, yes.